Revolutionary greetings on behalf of Jericho National, Jericho Boston, political prisoners, prisoners of war, and those locked up by this illegal, racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic country, United Snakes of America. I was asked to say a few words, and I'm going to join that same school with Ed and be brief because of time. Say a few words about Tommy, our group, and how we came into some of this. Back in 1978, some of the things that was happening here in Boston, there was 13 black women that was killed here in Boston, and every other week, a woman was being killed and being, and a lot of them were prostitutes, but they really, you know, they was just snatching women up and killing them, sisters. And the same time, 28 babies was missing, black youth was missing down in Atlanta. And a lot of this was attributed to the Georgia police, but they ended up blaming it on a brother named Wayne Williams. And at the same time, five black men had their hearts cut out in Buffalo. Every other week, there was a brother come up missing, their heart was cut out in Buffalo on the streets. And nobody was being charged with any of it. Nobody was being convicted for nothing or busted. So what happened in Boston around the same time is this brother, Levi Hart, 14 years old, was killed here for stealing a car. And police was toasting champagne glasses and big cigars in a Boston Herald talking about, you know, that it was justifiable homicide. And they was toasting this stuff. And wasn't nobody doing nothing about it. So like a group of us was started feeling like there needs to be, some people need to like correct some of this stuff that's going down. We need some revolutionary justice here. You know, we can't let them continue to just be killing us and know nobody do nothing about it. Because otherwise people feel like, you know, they must like it. They don't care. They ain't doing nothing. So we organized and we hooked up with some people, with Tommy. Tommy was up in Maine. They had been on Temo's Wanted List for a while, him and Ray. They were up in Maine. They had a SCAR book program, and they were doing books to prisoners, and they were doing a lot of prisoner rights stuff up there. And then they got put on Temo's Wanted List. We hooked up with them. Me and Jan, some other people, and Dickie Williams hooked up with them like around 78. And we went under and started doing actions around South Africa, around Central America, Puerto Rico. And we was trying to get to the place where we could, where we had safe houses and whatnot, where we could snatch some of these people up, because they feel like what they can do, they can go untouched, which is not true. You know, we can get our own people's jail and lock them up, lock the Rumsfelds and the Cheneys and snatch them up. You know what I'm saying? And hold them until, and then bargain with them. It's similar to what was going on in other countries. And so we started, you know, studying revolutions and studying revolutionary theory and what was happening in other countries and how they made revolution happen, and tried to figure out in these material conditions how we can make things apply here. And the thing about it, and I'm going to be gone in a minute, but the thing about it is that, you know, like, it's not nothing mysterious or anything. I mean, we're just ordinary people. You know, we just had to like buckle down and get the discipline, the self-discipline to do the study and do the work, study the ways, what worked in the past and what didn't work, what things we have to do in the future and how to build on the new things, because these people put their pants on the same way we do. You know, there's nothing different. We're all the same. So don't look at us like, you know, that, oh, these people are something else. Now, we're just ordinary people just like everybody else. But we just decided to buckle down and do the work and stay focused on what we had to do and do it, you know? So, I mean, it's an honor for me to have fought alongside Tommy Manning and Ray Lavasseur, Dickie Williams, Jan Lahman, you know. And the other thing I just want to say about the paintings, there's something about, like, Tommy never painted before he went to jail. Leonard, I don't know if Leonard painted. Leonard Peltier, I don't know if he did before he went to jail. Did Oscar paint? Oscar didn't paint. All these brothers and sisters, you know, after you're thrown in a cell, they got so much creativity in them, but we don't have time to develop it out here because we're struggling. But then they got thrown in a cell, and this is what comes out, you know? So I hope you check the paintings. And I mean, this society doesn't allow people time enough to develop all the human potential that we have inside of us, you know? So with that, I'm gonna be out. All power to the people.